For decades, homeless families with children entering a city shelter could count on receiving a housing subsidy to help them transition out of homelessness and into their own apartment. Earlier this year, when the state cut its share of funding for the housing voucher, the Bloomberg administration ended it completely. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports, without the rental assistance to fall back on, some poor families are facing difficult choices.
45-year-old Kimberly Hargrove was about to sign a lease on a two-bedroom apartment where she could live with her two sons when the city cut the Advantage housing subsidy. Without the rental assistance, the single mom lost the apartment and has been struggling to escape homelessness ever since.
What options are there? I work a minimum wage, $7.25. The apartments start at $1,000 and up. So even if I take my whole paycheck, it's still not enough to cover the apartment. Most of my paycheck goes to me putting food in the house, a Metro card, and pull-ups and things for my baby.
Hargrove had been staying at a shelter in Brooklyn while searching for a place to live. But in August, she refused to be transferred to a shelter in the Bronx and told staff she'd leave instead.
I don't like where I'm going to go, but I do have somewhere that I can go. Like, I did this for 15 months, and it got me nowhere.
With great apprehension, she returned to the father of her 3-year-old son, a man she described as verbally abusive. The volatile relationship is what caused her to leave for shelter in the first place. Since she's been back, she says there's been one altercation.
I got so upset, and I threatened him so much that I haven't had a problem with him since.
Hargrove says her teenage boy has been stealing and staying out late ever since the family became homeless. She's been in shelter 3 times. The first time was 26 years ago when her oldest son was 2. Back then, she received a federal Section 8 housing voucher and remained stable 15 years. But she lost the housing assistance and has been struggling ever since. Right now, Hargrove's a cashier at the Pioneer Supermarket. Prior to that, she was a seasonal employee at the Parks Department and a home health aide. Lifting patients gave her 3 herniated discs, she says. She'd like to return to being an administrative assistant, but says it's difficult competing with recent college graduates.
Because now they want bachelor's degrees for what I did when I didn't even have a GED.
With few options, the single mom plans to move to a small town in Pennsylvania, where she says it costs $500 a month to rent a 2-bedroom house.
The rent is way affordable, so that's why I opted to go there. At least I'll be able to. If I had to get another cashier's job, I'd be able to afford my rent.
Shelter providers say few people in shelter can afford to rent their own apartments, and many are feeling hopeless and stuck. But the Department of Homeless Services says people are leaving, and in most cases, like Hargrove, they're returning to live with family or friends or reuniting with old partners.
I don't think that that's something that is anything other than a sign that people in shelter are no different than other low-income New Yorkers throughout the city.
Seth Diamond is commissioner of the Department of Homeless Services.
They initially live with family members. They try and increase their income. Their situations may change and they adapt.
During the first 3 months after the subsidy ended, 33% fewer families left shelter compared to the same period the prior year. The city argues that's not a fair comparison because it includes a month when residents were leaving at a faster pace in order to take advantage of a more generous subsidy. Plus, officials say the summer applications for shelter dropped to the lowest level since 2008, with 18% fewer families coming through the front door compared to the prior summer. But overall, the numbers have been steadily rising since July. As of last week, 8,400 families were in shelter, or 28,000 people. The figure does not include single adults. Legal aid attorney Steve Banks says that number will only continue to grow as those who leave to precarious situations return to shelter.
What we see is increasing numbers of families labeled as, quote, left on own from transitional facilities, closed quote, and then showing right back up again in later months, reapplying for shelter.
Banks believes homeless families should receive federal Section 8 housing vouchers or public housing. Both are in short supply. In 2005, the Bloomberg administration stopped giving homeless families priority for the housing assistance, mostly because it believed it was creating an incentive to enter shelter. With no assistance, the transition out of homelessness has been difficult for poor New Yorkers, but for those in domestic violence shelters, the stakes are much higher.
The reason why I left is because of the situation.
Veronica Reynolds and her children are living at the Sarah Burke House. For safety reasons, WNYC agreed to change her name.
My husband was always verbally, like, abusive. He would say things and do things, but one day it went too far, and I got out of control. He assaulted me in front of the kids, and I had to make the decision to leave.
She had been financially dependent on her husband and knew the first thing she needed to do was get a job that paid more than being a daycare assistant did.
That was always a big issue for me. Like, I was like, I have to get some skills. I have to get myself out there. I have to make enough money to take care of my family.
So far, she's had no luck finding a new job, and the pressure to leave shelter is growing. Unlike those in homeless shelters, individuals in domestic violence shelters typically have about 4.5 months to get on their feet and leave. A small percentage are given up to a year. Reynolds' extension expires soon.
It's unbelievable. Every day is like one. I think about it. I think about how can I obtain permanent housing before my time is up, because I really don't want to do this whole thing over again.
Reynolds doesn't want to go to a homeless shelter. That's where most women who time out are referred to. She says under no circumstances will she go back to her abusive husband. But domestic violence shelter providers are worried that without the housing options, that's just what many women are doing. Between April and July, New Destiny Housing Corporation, a domestic violence provider, noticed a 9% increase in women returning to unknown locations and a 14% increase in those going back to their former apartments, reportedly without the batterer present. Nathaniel Fields is in charge of domestic violence shelters for Safe Horizons and says it's one thing for a woman to go back if it's her own choice, but it's another if she's going back out of desperation.
And so it becomes, for us and for them, a scary situation.
Fields cited a rise in domestic violence-related homicides that started before the housing subsidy ended.
That stat in terms of family homicides, no one in the city wants to see that move up. I'm sure of that. But often policies have unintended consequences.
Marie Phillip, director of the city's domestic violence office, acknowledges finding permanent housing has grown more difficult over the years, but says the housing subsidy is not the only answer.
When clients are in our system, one of the things that we do is to help them look at all of the choices that they have.
Phillip says among those choices are moving with family or friends or relocating out of state.
They may not be comfortable or easy choices, but they are choices.
The city is counting on friends and families to take responsibility for loved ones struggling with homelessness. Steve Banks from Legal Aid believes that's not a humane or realistic plan.
Increasing numbers of families are remaining for longer and longer periods in shelter at great public expense. And it's only a matter of time before the system simply explodes.
Banks says the average length of stay in a city shelter recently increased from roughly 9 to 11 months. A shelter stay of that length costs about $33,000 a family. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.